How many do you have with you, Cully?
The Sea Rat captain shrugged.
Only what you see here, matey. If you was to open your doors, we could come in and rest a while, save you the trouble of bringing supplies out to us. I've never been inside an abbey.
Roof Brush gripped his javelin tight as he murmured.
No, and you're not likely to get inside this one.
Flag continued, smiling.
What about that gang hidden in the ditch?
Greypatch waved toward the misshrouded ditch, a look of injured innocence on his villainous face.
Ditch? Gang? What do you mean, shipmate?
Flag fitted a pebble to his sling.
I'll show you, shipmate.
The stone zinged down, ploughing a furrow through the ground mist.
Oh!
Big Fang's head appeared out of the white shroud. He was clutching his nose, which was bleeding like a tap. Ringtail's voice rang out.
Get down and shut up, you big oaf!
Roofbrush leaped to the battlements, his javelin poised.
This is for you if you don't shift yourself fast, sea rat!
Greypatch took the warning seriously. He dashed across the path and leaped over the ditch, landing on the flatlands beyond.
Come on, mates! Out of that ditch and show them who we are!
The crew scrabbled out of the ditch to stand on the flatlands at their captain's side. He took his sword from Frink and waved it.
I'm Greypatch, master of the Dark Queen, and this is my crew! Ha ha! Bet you country bumpkins never clapped eyes on the likes of us! We can fight and slay just like we do all over the high seas, so listen to me now, you woodland clods! Surrender, or I'll bring this place down round your ears! You know nothing of warfare, and we're all covered with the scars of many a battle! Do you hear me?
Young Cockle Bear, Friar Alder's kitchen assistant, could stand no more. His fighting spirit was roused. Using his apron strings as a sling, he launched a small rock-hard turnip at Greypatch.
Bubbling broth pans! Take that, you simmering sea scum!
It struck Greypatch hard in his one good eye. The Sea Rat captain fell back, completely blinded, blackness interspersed with bursting coloured stars filling his vision. Ringtail quickly picked him up, supporting him as he shouted at the woodlanders on the walls.
That's it! You've done it now! This is war!
Driving the oar slaves in front of them, the sea rats retreated back up the path to the shelter of Mossflower. The red wallers laughed and cheered, congratulating each other on their brave stand. Cocklebur was delirious. He patted Flag heartily.
Galloping gravy jugs! We showed them, didn't we?
Formal waddled up, his normally merry face creased with worry.
Mayhaps he did, but 'twere only luck, maesters. Them uns is sea rats born, good warriors and wicked cruel slayers. You marken my words, they vermin'll be back, don't doubt it.
The cheering died away. Simeon spoke up.
Formal is right. We're not warriors. Though we have the might and safety of these walls in our favour, we must take extra care in the coming days, post lookouts, stay within the abbey and its grounds, and be constantly on guard against tricks. From what I could hear, this Greypatch sounds to me like a very cunning beast.
The abbot turned to Flag and Roofbrush.
I leave you in charge of all arrangements. Unfortunately, I am no use at all when it comes to matters of war. Both of you have my complete confidence. You are brave beasts, and I trust your judgment. What do you say, Mellus?
The badger shook her great head, halfway between maternal instincts and righteous rage.
Did you see those poor slaves? Some of them weren't much more than dibbons. Can't we do anything about them? They look so thin and wretched. We must help them somehow.
Flag placed a gentle paw on Mellus.
I know how you feel, ma'am. I think every creature here would love to give the sorry little thing some aid. But you must understand, we have to defend the abbey. We're all needed here. What good would it do those slaves if Redwall fell into the claws of Greypatch and his crew?
Saxtus had stayed silent in the background throughout the whole incident, but now he felt the time had come for him to speak.
Mother Mellus, I have never experienced war in my life. I do not think I will like it. However, if it is war, then Redwall Abbey comes first, before slaves or even ourselves. Perhaps if we defeat these sea rats, then we can think of rescuing others. Meanwhile, our abbey is our main concern.
Flag shrugged.
Hard words, Saxtus, mate. But you're right, of course.
Inland, the mist had vanished with the advent of a hot summer morn. Tempers were also running hot in the woodland camp of the Dark Queen's crew. Grey Patch sat back in the shade with a leaf poultice held against his throbbing eye. The injury had resulted in temporary blindness with his eye swelled shut. The Sea Rat captain dearly wished he could lay claws upon Big Fang for yelping out aloud and giving the game away, but knowing he was at the mercy of his own savage crew, he had to walk a diplomatic tightrope. Grey Patch tried to make light of the encounter.
Yeah, what are they, eh? A bunch of root crunchers. We could take them with one claw. Stupid mob of straw suckers. What do they know of fighting and killing, eh?
Kaibo tried disguising his voice so the captain could not identify him.
Straw suckers, matey. Huh, they still sent us packing. We should have done like Big Fang said and rushed the place as soon as we arrived here.